So happy to have you here or streaming us or coming back and podcasting us at WJR.com. It means a lot to us. And I do hope you have the free WJR app. And you know that Facebook and YouTube pages are video streaming the show live as we are live. Relentless positive radio is what we try to do. Not easy with the times. There are a lot of things going on. The worst of which was underscored when the two teenagers shot and killed three people in an attack on a California mosque, apparently radicalized online. I don't know why that the bad side is winning in the radicalization of kids rather than the good side. Maybe we don't send out enough good news. I don't know. These two dead teenagers, apparently in their writings obtained by the Associated Press, include hateful rhetoric toward Jewish people, Muslims, and Islam, the LGBTQ plus community, black people, women, and both the political left and right. I did hear early on that they didn't like Donald Trump, but that doesn't play in the way the media likes to play these things, so I don't see it in any of these other stories. I'll just have to assume it was true before they scrubbed it. The publisher of the Arab American News is here with a heavy heart, Osama Ziblani. We don't talk to you enough, but we do talk to you, and we always look forward to our conversations and appreciate your ability to communicate to us what's going on. Luckily, you don't have to do this kind of a conversation very often. Osama, nice to have you back.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the introduction. I appreciate what you said. I think you summed it up very well.
Well,
we have a major problem in our country. And this problem is getting bigger and bigger and more dangerous by the day. Social media is fueling it, of course. And those people who are racist, they are pouring, gasoline on the fire. And it's spreading all over. I mean, like the week before, we had Jake Lang coming from Florida to burn the Quran in front of the Islamic Center of America. And that's what happened, like, in 2011 when Terry Jones came to do the same. So this has been really growing. And after that, we wrote a story, on our website and in the newspaper about the burning of the Quran in Dearborn and the attempt to do it in Hamtramck. We published it last Friday. And if Saturday morning we received some comments on the story, and one of the comments was let's continue to burn the unholy Quran and start burning mosques in America. That's one of the comments. And then I gave it to the Dearborn police, and Dearborn police immediately acted on it, and the young man who wrote it was, he's living in Southgate, and they went to his house, and I'm going to leave it right here because I think it's in the hands right now of the Dearborn police and the state police. But
Osama,
that's Saturday. Monday, we've had the sad episode in San Diego. So, and in between, there are many attempts and attacks on mosques that we have published in the last couple of months across the country.
Why are we losing the war with these radicalized youth? I mean, somebody is working hard to radicalize them. Are we, as a people, as a government, working as hard to either, I don't know the word, unradicalize them or get them to understand that they're blessed to live in a great country, that it's stupid to want to be a white supremacist or a Nazi? How is it we're not able to get that point across to these guys? Why is it that in social media?
Unfortunately, it's not only in our country. Radicalization is spreading in the world, and even in our home ancestors. In Lebanon and other areas in the region, in Europe, there is a lot of radicalization that has been promoted and pitting people against each other. When this man that went from Dearborn Heights to Temple Israel and try to do harm for the Jewish community there and the Jewish children. We, as an Arab American community and a Muslim community, we condemned it in strongest terms. And we, you know, all public officials came out and said, you know, this is not acceptable, and they condemned it. And I was probably one of the first people in the state to condemn it in the strongest terms. And I said, you know, we wanted to live together here, Muslims, Christians, Jews, atheists, anybody who wants to live, they're free to do whatever they want to do, to worship the way they want to worship, as long as we do it in a civilized way. And the problem is that in this incident, when the Jake Lang came here from Florida to burn the Quran and spread hatred and warmongering in Dearborn and in Hamtramck, we did not see one political official, one official in the state of Michigan, from the governor down to the, you know, to the Senate, to the House, any condemnation of this. You know, our leaders should step up to the platform of telling Americans that this is not acceptable. That's what leadership is all about. And I don't think that we see this kind of leadership right now, unfortunately. And that is a major problem.
It is a major problem. We need to continue to talk amongst each other and ourselves and understand we are all in this together. The same Absolutely. People are all in this together. You said it so well, Osama Sablani. Christian, Jew, Islam, whatever it is.
Well, whatever, atheist, people who do not want to believe. If we disagree, actually, you know what? I mean, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, they preach the same thing. Love your neighbors, help the poor, see someone who is in need and go out and help them, you know. Be friendly to your neighbors. Doesn't really matter if he believes in the same religion that you believe in or not. It's a human being like you. You know, and he deserves the attention, he deserves the love, and he deserves the help if he needs it. And that is what all religion, Abrahamic religion, preached the same thing. So I don't understand the rise in anti-Semitism, the rise in Islamophobia, the hatred. The country that I came in 1976, you know, here, it's not the same country I'm living in, and I'm very concerned about what's happening.
Well, you're not alone, Osama, and we'll stay close and keep talking. What we've all learned very clearly is hate knows no boundaries. But why is there so much hate? Why is there so much anger out there? Why is it seemingly easy to radicalize these young people through social media? We need to get to the bottom of that. That's got to be job number one.
Misinformation.
Misinformation, indeed, but no one speaks up and says it's misinformation.
And they pit us against each other.
Right. Hey, how do we subscribe to the Arab American News? Are you there?
Yes, hello? You can go in. Hello?
Okay, I thought I lost you.
I'm with you.
Okay.
ArabAmericanNews.com.
Easy enough. ArabAmericanNews.com. Osama Sablani, we've been your friend for years, and we continue to be, and sorry that you've gone through this. We see the Islamophobia, we see the anti-Semitic work, we see so much, and we're trying to get through it all together. Thank you for your help, Osama.
Thank you for hosting. Thank you.
All right. We continue in Focus at WJR at 1246.